This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares what it means to be a man of faith by looking at the defining characteristics of Israel's 10 paramount leaders.
In Exodus 27, God is handing down commands to Moses. It's obvious from the context in this chapter that God is speaking to Moses, but Moses' name is never mentioned. In fact, from the time of Moses' birth until his death recorded in Deuteronomy, this particular passage is the only weekly Torah reading that does not mention Moses by name. Why? Well, this passage deals with Aaron's appointment as the new high priest. This was Aaron's moment. The Jewish sages explain that Moses, in his great humility, gladly stepped aside so that Aaron could shine. Moses is known as the most humble man of all, and his example teaches us that true humility is having enough self-esteem that you don't always need to be the one in the spotlight. True humility is being able to peacefully and joyfully move aside so that others can have their moment. A good leader shows the way, but a great leader also empowers others so that they can forge paths of their own. Let us be joyful and glad for others when they have their moment, and ready to step aside to let others shine.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the men in our lives this month, discover the godly characteristics of the great biblical men of faith in our complimentary devotional, A Man of Faith, when you visit holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org. This has been Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.